In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about. And some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker on the Fan is poured by Pelican Brewing. Experience your hops differently with Hard Hops Blackberry. Hop-infused hard seltzers.
Try that. Pelican Brewing presents today's Daily Ticker. Discover Hard Hops Blackberry Hop-infused hard seltzer and experience your hops differently. Joining us now, tonight is the MLB All-Star Game. In the city of Atlanta, ATL Shorty. And there's only one person you can talk to when you're going to Atlanta. That is the number one radio host in the city of Atlanta.
For the spring quarter.
They call him number one down
there. Men 2554.
He is the number one guy.
And by the way, I think it's Shorty.
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 I'm not saying it right.
You got to say Shorty.
Is my pronunciation too white? Is that what you're telling me?
It's too white, too northwest.
Shorty. Is that better?
No,
that was worse. Andy Bunker, TBM 929, 929 the game down in Atlanta. Bunker, first off, congratulations and good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks for having me. You guys both sound terrible saying Shorty, but so do I, which is why I try not to say it. But good to hear from you guys.
It's good to hear from you, too. Braves obviously not having a good year this year. Brandon's a big Braves fan, so I like giving a hard time about that. They didn't win a game till like June this season. But what's been the atmosphere and the energy like in the city? I did have a critique. It felt like all the seats behind home plate by the end of the home run derby were empty. I don't know if those are like corporate giveaways. Outfield was still full. What's the vibe like going into All-Star game considering the season the Braves have had?
Well, I think there's sort of two vibes. I mean, the vibe around the Braves is awful. They're bad, and a lot of guys are hurt, and they were supposed to be really good this year, so it's really disappointing. And it's also the first time they've been not good when they've been supposed to be good in a really long time. There was a couple down years about 10 years ago, but that was sort of a reset. Everyone kind of knew what the deal was. They've been good since they hit that reset button, and this year has come as a big shock to folks. So the vibe around the Braves is not good. The vibe around the city, because of the All-Star game, is great. And we're here at the Fan Village right now broadcasting yesterday, Sunday, and today, and it's awesome. I mean, there's fans from all over. You've seen jerseys from, you know, every different major league team you can think of. And last night was – I think the people behind home plate probably left because Matt Olson was out. And the home run derby took 3 hours last night. It was 97 degrees outside, but it was still fun. It was really cool to see Cal Raleigh win the thing too.
Yeah, I thought I thought Olson's home run performance kind of summed up the Braves' first half in general. It was like, not gonna do it there. Look, I said earlier because Cal Raleigh won it, and it was fun to watch him do that. He had a great first. I think he's kind of the story of the first half in baseball in general because of what he had with the homers, but. Kind of feels like, you know, you're number one down there. Cal Raleigh right now, the leading MVP vote-getter, the home run derby champ. Damon Williams didn't transfer out the way other quarterbacks do. Kind of Seattle having a moment right now, right?
Yeah, no, we're, you know, you'd be surprised, all the little connections between, obviously, Penix is about to be the starting quarterback for the Falcons. So, yeah, there's a – I have people always get really annoyed. They're like, is it – can you make everything about UW? Like, how is it possible that you make every sports story about Seattle or about the University of Washington? I said, well, I have a unique talent to do that. So that's what you brought me here to do, and so that's what I do.
How worried are you about that beatdown that's coming on November 29th?
Well, I just hope you guys – I hope I handle being number one better than you guys did last year, you know?
Well played. Well played. That was an A-plus response.
Hopefully you enjoyed Dan Lanning while he laughed.
Bunker, were you actually at the home run derby last night? And if you were, was that your first home run derby you've been to? Did you go to the 01 All-Star festivities at Safeco?
I was not. I was at a gas station parking lot doing an appearance. So, you know,
when you're number one, you gotta go to an AMP.
I was at a gas station, where I could see the stadium. No, I was not in the building. And I also did not go to the home run derby in 01. I was probably about as close to the home run derby in 01 as I was last night, but No, I was helping people pump their gas at a racetrack right up the road from the stadium.
That's fantastic. I love
it. Fun promotion you got involved in.
I love it.
Fun radio promotion. You guys know all about that.
Get creative in this industry. Andy Bunker's our guest. TBM929 on Twitter. We'll give him a follow there. Host down in Atlanta at 92.9. The game, they're hosting the All-Star game tonight, Home Run Derby. Last night, you did mention Penix there. I want to ask you, just curious. I mean, there's obviously Northwest ties for our listeners. Beaten Oregon twice. The season he had at Washington. Coming in late in the year, just like a small three times. Thank you for that reminder. small sample size last year. What are realistic expectations? Because that's a talented team. There seemed to be enough around him, other than Kyle Pitts, who I just can't quite compute why he's so bad in the NFL. What are the expectations for him this year as his first full year as a starter?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. I like that you said realistic expectations too, because I think realistically, you can expect him to be good, but there's going to be up and downs. You know, I mean, he's essentially going to be a rookie quarterback. And as talented as he is, and the fact that he got his feet wet a little bit last year at the end of the year, just, you know, you have to expect there to be some hiccups for a guy who's starting in the NFL for his first time. Expectations around here, it feels like it's gone from, okay, this is exciting. All right, this guy's got a fun arm. We got to see him at the end of the year last year, but then like all the vitriol towards Kirk Cousins with the way that it went down, and then the quarterback show coming out last week. So like everyone's mad again about that. Like it feels like that's all kind of feeding into the Penix hype in a way that it's fun, but it's almost a little bit like, ah, man, pump the brakes. Like I think he's going to be good, and I think he's going to be the quarterback of the Falcons for, you know, a decade plus, hopefully, but I think next year will be good, but there's going to be some bad moments because he's a rookie. He'll be a rookie. So that's where I'm at with it. You know, people are just so hungry for the Falcons to be anything that the expectations are always going to be ramped up.
Now, my Pacific Northwest vibe could be off here, but Kyle Pitts reminds me of fill-in-the-blank trailblazer that doesn't really produce, but every fan is terrified to trade him away because then he'll realize his potential. Do I have this correct? It feels like he's been nothing but kind of disappointing. But also, they haven't traded him yet. So, like, is that out of fear that he's going to pop and become Travis Kelce at fill-in-the-blank team?
Yeah, no, I think there's a lot of layers to it. Like, he did have a really good rookie year when Matt Ryan was still here. He had over 1,000 yards his rookie year. And then he's kind of been banged up a little bit. And then, obviously, he's just underperformed. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, he also played 2 years with you know, Desmond Ridder and Marcus Mariota as his quarterback. So, like, he didn't really have a great shot. Another shot there at Oregon. Thank you.
How dare you speak ill upon the GOAT, okay? That's a bridge too far.
Trust me. At Oregon, he was insanely talented and amazing. In the NFL, obviously, it's a different story. But so that's kind of part of it, too. And then the other layer is, you know, the general manager who's on the hot seat. That was his first pick, that fourth overall, now 5 drafts ago. So like he's got a little skin in the game as far as him being successful too. Like if he gives up on Pitts and the season doesn't go well, that he's signing his death certificate. Like it's over. So he's got to hope that he pops this year. And now they're in the weird spot of like, if he does, say he has a really good year this year in his contract season, do you pay him? Like, tight ends make a lot of money when they're producing. So, you know, that you know, that's a problem they hope to have, I guess, next offseason. But yeah, it's tough. It's a really bad situation, or at least it has been for the first 4 years. And I think the Blazer, like underperforming high draft pick, slight injury stuff, I think that's a pretty good comparison.
Your co-host uniquely qualified to give thoughts on this because he played the position at a pretty good level in the NFL. Is he in or out on Pitts? Where's he at on him?
he's tries to be as friendly and patient as possible because he sees the talent and you don't want to just crap on a guy. But yeah, I mean, there's plenty of moments where Randy's just kind of like, all right, man, like you got to show a little bit more heart out there. You know,
let's run
like,
a little bit harder.
You got all the tools in the world to be playing like that. So no, I mean, he's probably going to be the last one to give up on him because he knows what he's capable of. But yeah, the frustration in the eyes, of Randy on a lot of Monday mornings is noticeable for sure.
Yeah, there was a video that went viral of a running robot the other day, and I saw somebody tag it and say, this is Kyle Pitts running a go route, like half speed, weird steps and all that. Are we going to be at a gas station again tonight, or are we going to the All-Star game? Are we going to be in the ballpark tonight?
We are going to be at home tonight. We will be,
We're so old and lame. It's okay. We talked about this earlier.
I got a four-year-old and a two-year-old, and my daughter has an ear infection. Like, we're not, we can't be out at the ballpark till midnight. You know what I mean? Plus, also, our station, we're not the home of the Braves. We're the home of the Falcons and the Hawks. So the Braves only let us get so close to the stadium. They're pretty protective of their property. So we're kind of just over here looking. We're trying to get close, but we can't get too close.
I hope your kid gets better from the ear infection. That does suck. I will say, though, we can all agree, having kids is such a great out in any situation we don't want to be a part of.
Yeah, it's too late. I want to go home.
I got kids. The kid thing is happening right now. I got to get out of here.
It's phenomenal. It's the best. It's because I don't want to do anything anymore.
No.
If I could stay home every day, I would do that. But yeah, I use the kids constantly.
That's great. Andy Bunker, number one in Atlanta, Shote. I felt a little bit better about that one. TBM929 on Twitter, 929 the game.
I think there's a W in that shout.
One of the few good Huskies out there. I'll give him that. Bunker, have fun at home tonight. We'll be watching at home as well. Thanks as always. Continued success, and let's do this again soon.
Yeah, thank you guys. Appreciate it as always.